Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys, thank you for watching and listening to the Alta Perform Show, the show about performing your best in business and life. Today I have a very special guest, Michelle Sala.
Hello.
Yay! Michelle is a health expert. What would you call yourself? An integrative health coach?
I call myself an integrative health coach and true cellular detox practitioner because I'm trained on a very specific protocol called true cellular detox.
That's why you give me so much crap when I talk about health.
I don't give you crap about health.
So anyway, I forgot to tell you, I'm gonna be myself on air too.
Okay.
Not all the way. You're like, okay, great.
Well, I'm gonna be myself too.
Oh no. So integrative health coach, what does that mean?
It means that I look at all aspects of a person's being, so not just food, but health history, their lifestyle, their emotional state. So I integrate all those pieces when I evaluate somebody and try to help them.
How do you check their emotional state?
By asking them. Talking to them,
so,
having them.
How you doing?
How you doing? What? Tell me what your life is like. What do you do for fun? What are your relationships like? Are you married? Are you happy? Are you this? Are you that?
Do you feel people are usually honest with you when you ask them?
Some people are. Other people are closed and they hold back.
Sure. Yeah.
It's pretty typical.
Would you say, is that sometimes men are more that way, more open, or is it not matter?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter?
Mm-hmm. And then I get people who feel really comfortable with me, and they tell me things that I'm really surprised that they're bearing.
Oh, you don't want to hear it? Oh, I didn't want to know that.
No, I always want to hear
it. You do? You think
it's interesting. No, it's just interesting what people will tell me, and I always make them feel like whatever they tell me is confidential and doesn't go outside of our conversation.
Yeah, of course. Of course. That would kind of be a necessary item.
Mm-hmm.
So why did you get into being a health coach, integrative health coach?
I was really frustrated with doctors, and I was struggling with digestive issues, and doctors just wanted to give me a prescription that didn't do anything. And then Prilosec.
Yeah,
well, the stronger prescription version. And but before that, I've also struggled with skin issues a lot of my life. And again, it's just the prescriptions. Some work, some don't, temporarily. Then what I figured out after years later that all the stuff I had done for my skin actually ruined my gut, and that's why I started having the gut issues.
Oh, yeah, that makes
and then
sense.
When the gut doctors couldn't help me, I had to go figure out how to help myself. So when I figured out how to help myself, I wanted to help other people help themselves. And just think of all the people you know who go to the doctor and they just get a prescription for something. And I would say 90% of the things that people get prescriptions for are things that they could avoid the prescription or get off the prescription just by lifestyle and dietary changes.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah, I agree with you too, of course. You've heard some of my issues with my parents and their all the stuff the doctors wanted them to do. And my mom was a diabetes 13 on the scale.
A1C.
A1C scale. Never is she going to go to a 9. She went 9, 8, 7.
Awesome.
I don't hear from the doctor about it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But it took work. And I think the doctor was talking about how she's like, it's not going to happen. But what I started understanding over time, the doctor was also saying, get mad at doctors, you're not going to do what it takes. It's not going to happen. They just don't say it. But I noticed that you're not going to follow the diet.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, they're going to follow the diet because I buy their groceries and they're eating what I give them. Right?
But the doctor doesn't even know what to tell them how to change their lifestyle or their diet.
I think they do a bit, but they don't.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think so?
No. Mm-mm. They don't really understand nutrition and no.
No. So what have you seen people will follow the advice that you give them if they come to you?
I would say 85% of my clients are clients and get results. maybe even 90%.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah, 90%. Why do you say that is?
Because I think I give people realistic things to follow, tools to follow, and it's sustainable. And even if people fall off the wagon, they're able to grab those tools and then get back on track.
Mm-hmm.
And where a lot of diets and eating pathways are unsustainable, maybe they're sustainable for a short period of time and they get results, but they can't do it forever.
Why would you say that is? Like, why can't they do it? Why can't they keep track of it?
Because it either involves calorie restriction, so people are hungry all the time, or it requires buying food, like packaged diet food,
mm-hmm.
which is nobody's going to do that for the rest of their life. And that stuff isn't really any better than processed regular food. Processed food is processed food, whether it's got Weight Watchers or something slapped on the front.
True. Do you eat mostly greens? And what do you mostly eat?
I eat nothing, practically nothing in a package. I eat meat first and then vegetables next. But I do eat a lot of greens. But
do you eat it raw, the meat?
No. I eat raw fish.
Raw fish. Okay, so you eat fish.
Mm-hmm. I eat everything.
Fish, pork, chicken.
Yeah, but I eat organic chicken. I eat grass-fed meat. I eat wild-caught seafood.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So tell us about this new thing you're working on, the building your immune system.
Yeah, so about a week and a half ago, I got the idea to start a campaign called hashtag MISSA, which stands for Make Immune System Strong Again.
Mm-hmm.
And really, immune function is everything. And if you are confident in your immune function, then you don't have to worry about viruses and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So even with the vaccine, you can't just put your confidence in the vaccine alone. You still have to have confidence in your own immune function.
But isn't that what people do? They put their confidence into antibiotics.
It's just cough like
medicine, mm-hmm. Lots of water. I mean, lots of water is good, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? I mean, is the vaccine a foolproof way to
stop
the virus?
Absolutely not.
It's not a virus, actually. It's a what is it?
It's a virus.
It's a virus.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think is best?
I think you have to be conscious of your blood sugar and your vitamin D levels. And you have to exercise without a mask. And you have to socialize, because we know that social distancing and lockdowns and being away from our loved ones and friends has actually been more detrimental than the virus itself. Suicides are up. And
how come we don't hear more about that and we still hear more? I mean, I watched.
Do we really want to go there?
I don't know.
I think we maybe went a little too far.
How about lifestyle versus diet?
You have to absolutely do both. I think that diet is 80% of getting healthy. So people eat processed foods with lots of food additives. It's the wrong kind, the wrong fats. Industrial seed oils are damaging to cell membranes. That's going to affect your immune system.
What is that?
Seed oils like canola oil and soybean oil and all those industrial oils are actually...
I thought they were healthy, canola oil.
They're not.
Soybean oil.
There's
a few things I forgot to tell you. I'll ask questions I think the audience will want to hear. I'm not going to know the answer. I'll interrupt you. And don't pay attention to what I'm doing, because I still have to produce the show. So.
Okay.
And that's why I look busy, because I am. But it's for the show. So what else? We can avoid the oils. You mentioned canola oil, soybean oil. What else?
Vegetable oil, which is soybean oil, but sometimes the label just says vegetable.
Corn, in there.
Corn oil. Grapeseed, excuse me, grapeseed oil.
That's bad, grapeseed oil?
Mm-hmm.
How is that bad?
So think about how tiny a little grapeseed is.
Yeah, go ahead, go ahead.
So how do you squeeze oil out of those tiny seeds?
I don't know, a really big machine.
Yeah, like... friction, chemicals.
Chemicals. And then, chemical
mm-hmm.
to get the oil out.
And so... when you have to do all of that processing and manipulation just to get oil out of something, like think about what our ancestors would have done. So back in, 2000 years ago, we had olive oil because it's obvious how you can take two stones and squish olives and the oil just comes right out, right? Mm-hmm. Or you take an avocado and you squish it and the oil just comes right out. Or coconut meat.
Have you ever actually done that?
No. We should go to an olive oil farm in Sicily or something.
Oh, yeah,
together and check it out.
We're going to go to Sicily together. Hey.
We can never get on an airplane again. So those kinds of oil, that kind of oil is obvious because it's just, you just manually press that thing and the oil comes out. But you get these tiny, tiny, tiny seeds that need industrial strength processing and oils in order to extract the oil from it.
So is that, in a way, does that mean if it can't exist by nature, it shouldn't exist, you shouldn't consume it?
That's a great way to look at it, actually, because you need, like I mentioned, chemicals to extract the oils. And then it gets rancid in the whole manufacturing process. And then they have to use deodorizers. And then once an oil gets rancid, it actually is now not even healthy for
rancid?
Consumption.
Yeah.
For consumption.
Yeah, yeah.
Yet it's,
I don't think you have
sold.
To explain that. Rancid. Oh, don't touch it.
Yeah.
Well.
And then if you look at things like corn and canola oil, they are... genetically processed,
mm-hmm.
genetically engineered, so they are sprayed with glyphosate, and so then they're poisonous, so mm-hmm. we're ingesting all that glyphosate.
So poisonous, you mentioned that. What are some, because you seem to know so much about it, what are some things we could avoid poisons putting in our body besides just the oils?
Processed food that have chemicals that you can't pronounce the names.
Just that simple?
I think so.
Okay.
If you can't pronounce the name, then that was made in the lab and it probably isn't fit for human consumption. Mm-hmm. And we know that some of these chemicals are hormone disrupting or they can trigger allergies in sensitive people, artificial colors. Certain artificial colors can trigger ADHD and mood disorders, mm-hmm. especially in children, certain sensitive individuals. So really anything with a chemical, anything that God didn't make, you really shouldn't put in your mouth.
Okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So what else were you saying?
So healthy diet.
Healthy diet. No.
Exercise, because exercise helps to balance blood sugar. It gives us energy. We were meant to run around and move our bodies. And so... we need exercise, vitamin D. We know that 100% of people that have been hospitalized for COVID had either low vitamin D.
100%?
Or deficient. They were on the low end of low, or they had an actual deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
So that is something that we have control over. What else? Oh, and blood sugar. The majority of people that were hospitalized for COVID, even if they weren't diagnosed as a type 2 diabetic, they were either pre-diabetic or just had high blood sugar. So what did everybody do when the lockdown started? They went
buy a
out.
Bunch of toilet paper?
Well, and junk.
Yeah, I don't know. Because do
people
that,
thought
yeah.
they were just going to be locked down for
yeah,
two
so they
weeks.
They want to have their case of Twizzlers.
So they had candy. They kind of treated it as a two-week party that lasted forever.
Yeah, for a long time.
Some states still happening.
Oh, it's true, right?
California is, I think, finally letting up. Yeah, that's because the natives were getting restless. But.
Oh, yeah. They're like, we don't care. Mm-hmm. So, for sure.
So controlling blood sugar is huge. Supplementing the things that you know you're deficient in, so vitamin D.
So how can you find out what you're deficient in?
Get blood tested.
Just go to the doctor and get blood
tested? You
can
go to your doctor, or I can actually do it for people. You can order labs for
you
people.
You order labs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't do it at home, right?
I don't, no. I send them to LabCorp. I do not actually do the blood drawing and something.
And it's just scientific. You just see what you're low on and you add it. My mom was really low on vitamin D, and she was taking like 500,000 units a week.
You mean 500?
50,000. 50,000. Yeah, 50,000. Like I had a lot of zeros, but yeah, 50,000. Yeah. But still a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, how much is that in comparison? I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Now she just takes a vitamin D supplement. They came up.
So doctors are very afraid of vitamin D for some reason. Hardly anybody ever ODs on it. So they'll tell you, don't take more than 1,000 IUs. And then if you're deficient, they'll tell you, we'll take 2,000 IUs. But just from my personal research, if you're deficient, you need to take 5,000 to 10,000 IUs a day.
Really?
I think.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What about your diet? What else can you get vitamin D from
add
to your diet?
It's tough to get vitamin D from your diet. It's vitamin D is actually a hormone, not a vitamin. So that's why sun exposure is your best way of getting vitamin D.
So there is.
The problem is everybody's been brainwashed into thinking that stay out of the sun, you have to lather up with sunscreen. So if you've got sunscreen on, you're not going to make vitamin D on your skin. So it's a chemical reaction.
So how do you find a balance between sunburn, sunscreen, vitamin D?
So you should expose like 60% of your body until it starts getting pinkish. So for some people, like 10, 15 minutes is enough. For darker people, it takes a lot longer.
You would say for me.
Me.
For you, Adam.
For me. For us.
Yeah, I can stay in the sun at 100 degrees after I've done my base tan almost any time.
All day.
Almost all day. But I do burn.
Too.
Like usually the first burn, I'll be like, ah, why'd I do that?
Mm-hmm.
It peels off and then I'm good. But, you know.
Mm-hmm. And then you can't disturb the chemical reaction because if you
add
go
lotion?
Out in the sun,
yeah.
What?
If you add lotion, does that mean by disturbing it?
If you wash it, you go and take a shower with soap, you're going to disrupt all that chemical reaction on your skin.
Well, are you saying people shouldn't shower?
No, you can shower with water, just don't use soap and don't use soap on the main parts
on
of your body.
Use it in the private areas, what she's
right.
saying, but don't use
it's
it in the
private.
Open areas that you burn
right.
or you cooked up a little.
Cooked up, yeah.
So Ben, how's for viruses? Is that part of the sugar and everything you're saying? Because you brought up sugar, and I know,
mm-hmm.
but you didn't say why, what's wrong with having a high sugar?
So high sugar has been shown to lower your immune function and your mm-hmm. body's ability to fight things off. It
almost
actually,
instantly, right?
Almost instantly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's been proven that sugar, right? What else could you do to be a bad host?
So being a bad host means you don't want the virus to like your environment. So the supplementation.
Be rude to your viruses. Hey, get out of here.
Yeah. Healthy diet, exercise, even our emotional state. So being depressed, not interacting with people, that will lower your immune function.
Mm-hmm.
So healthy relationships, having fun,
sometimes
laughing.
Sometimes it's hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I noticed when I was sad about my dad, I really had to make sure I slept. Because I know if I don't sleep, I get sick. Like
mm-hmm.
if I do it for days or a couple of weeks in a row, what do you know? I don't feel good. Right?
Yeah. I mean, think about when you were in college. I would always get sick right after finals.
Mm-hmm.
because I had been, you know, burning the candle at both ends, and then party after you're done with finals, and then I'd always get sick. Like
now
that.
I know she used to party in golf.
It was a long time ago.
She doesn't party anymore.
No, not at all.
She's innocent. Mm-hmm. Right?
Perfect.
So what? Tell us what you're doing with this here. What come up here. Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
So what is make immune system strong again? What is your cause? I mean, what are you calling it?
So it's a 90-day program to help people feel confident in their immune system. So it's testing those things that we talked about, vitamin D level, blood sugar. So everybody should know where their A1C is. You should know your fasting insulin. That's something that doctors forget to do. And so sometimes your A1C is fine, but if your insulin is high, then that means you've got blood sugar issues still, even though the A1C is fine. You should know your lipids. If you've got really high triglycerides, that's the sign that your liver isn't functioning properly.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I think everybody should know their homocysteine level. It's an inflammation marker. And there's things you can take and dietary changes that you can make in order to bring all those back in alignment. And then there's also in that 90-day plan, I provide the supplement, 90 days worth of supplements and 6 health coaching sessions.
Oh, cool. 90
mm-hmm.
days.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, yeah.
I think so.
Good. So does that come with protein? Does that come with, what does that come with, the supplements?
The supplements are an immune supplement with C and zinc in it, G-cell, which is glutathione. It's your body's master antioxidant. Yeah. And then if people opt in for that extra test, the homocysteine, then a homocysteine support supplement and or a B supplement.
Nice.
So,
there's three options. Supplements. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, there's three options. And one option is just the supplements, 90 days worth of supplements.
Oh, just doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. That's great. So how can they reach you? I put your site on the notes. It's michellesawa.com.
michellesawa.com. Also, I have a special landing page for the MI hashtag MISA. So you go to GoMISA, GoMISSA.com. That'll take you directly to all of that information that's specific to the 90-day program.
And what would be the top thing you could say to people to, if they wanted to make a healthy adjustment to their lifestyle right now, just the top thing,
one thing.
Yeah. I'm not going to do it all, obviously, but one thing they should correct or work on or add.
Quit sugar. Get rid of sugar. It's evil. It does nothing for anybody's health.
How far should they get rid of it?
Anything with added sugar. Soda, cookies, cakes, donuts. Look at any packaged food. If it says added sugar on it, get rid of it.
You know, people are really mad at you right now.
I don't care.
They're like, what? No sugar at all?
I don't care. Because people either want to not live in fear and have confidence in their immune system, or they don't. And I can't help the people that don't.
So let's say that again. That was good. No, say it again just like you said it. Good.
People either want to live in fear or they don't. And the ones who don't want to live in fear, I can help them.
And by boosting your immune system.
By boosting
so you don't have to worry
system.
About getting a cold or sick or viruses.
Or if you get...
It doesn't even have to be COVID. It could be all things in general.
Or
right?
If you get something, it just goes away so quickly. It was a non-event.
Yeah. I've had that. Yeah, I've had that happen. Like, I'm not feeling good. No.
Mm-hmm.
Then I wake up, I'm like, oh, I guess I wasn't feeling good. But now I feel justified that, oh, it's my immune system, right?
And you're right, sleep is huge.
Yeah, sleep is huge.
Sleep is huge.
I make a big deal about sleep because I've seen what happens when I don't sleep. So when I have a sleepless night, what I've shared with you, I have a sleepless night. I'll cancel something, I'll sleep in, I'll do whatever, because I know I might do this back-to-back, and as soon as I start doing that, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like a wreck, I'm stupid, more stupid, you know, I get sick, I don't have any energy to work out, all that. Well, thank you, Michelle, for being on the show.
Yeah,
we appreciate it, finally coming on.
Thank you.
Make sure you contact her. She's tagged in the post on Facebook, and I'll pipe this into Instagram later because we were down one camera today. And watch and listen for our show on the Ultra Perform show. You can find us on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google. You can find us everywhere. You just take a look. The Ultra Perform show. Adam Tajdin. See you guys. Thanks. So I'll end it here. And they're still live there.
So don't pick my nose yet.
Don't pick.